Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and the topic of the show is I'm Not a Racist. It's hard to be a black man on this planet from both sides. First of all, it is the truth. Studies show black men struggle, have a harder time than other races. I have lived it, and I'm going to tell you why. I think that despite all the changes that have happened in this country, in the United States of America, you know, the Civil Rights Movement, and thank God we had Dr. King and lots of great leaders in the Civil Rights Movement, it's still, you know, difficult to be a minority, particularly a black man. I think that it deals with two sides of the issue. There's still the institutionalized racism and systematic racism from the majority culture or from the outside world with the, you know, like, well, Caucasian whites to some degree. But on the other side of the coin is on the African Americans trying to stop other Africans from seceding. As a black person, I experienced this recently because this person did not want me, who was an African American, did not want me to be a singer. A rock star, a lawyer, a doctor, because in their judgment call that I do not hang around black people. I act too whitish. I'm a sellout. All that is symptoms of a far darker tone, which is unfair to me. And I'm going to repeat that it's unfair for these particular black individuals to try to stop me from succeeding in music or in education because it's very unfair. It's reverse discrimination. I do not discriminate anybody on any race. I love my skin color. But because I love my skin color and a lot of my heroes were black, like Dr. King and musical heroes with Jimi Hendrix, and I do like Michael Jackson, but the point is that even though I'm born black, I was not born to die for it. In other words, because I'm born black, I am not going to be another homicide victim to these particular black individuals who are trying to stop me from seceding and assimilate into the culture that's called United States of America. And I ain't seeking acceptance or trying to prove anything to anybody. I am who I am. And that's who I will always be. And because of this, my employment history and so on has been affected because of this harassment, because I choose to live my life fully to the way I want it, and because it's healthy and it benefits just me. That is the way it should be. Unfortunately, I had to deal with this on a daily basis. My mom, my sisters told me to just keep doing what I'm doing because dream killers, regardless of race or color or culture, will come around and try to snuff out the life force of individuals who are gifted or aspiring, who want to expand their horizons. On the other side of the coin, I find that I experience it in another way with the majority culture. This white person didn't think that I should be going further than a master's degree, should be working, stay with your own kind, which is a racist comment. It's racism. We were born in the 21st century to love one another regardless of race, origin, gender, etc. Unfortunately, it continues to this day. And, you know, I am very liberal, and I do support a lot of programs to help African Americans because I lived it, and other individuals who are aspiring to make their dreams come true, whatever they believe or who they date or who they hang out with, it doesn't matter because it's going to benefit everybody regardless of what color or skin they are. We're supposed to be the land of the human race. Because the skin tone, the pigment of skin, is just a shell. It's on the individual. I really would like to see that we can assimilate and not think about these issues. Because these issues have been going on for centuries, unfortunately. Some idiots refuse to. But yes, there is racism. You see the police brutality. You see the gang violence and down in certain ghettos like South Central. You see it in all kinds of neighborhoods of black-on-black crime. You see that a lot of blacks have went to prison. It's unfair, yes. So when someone tries to make themselves better by getting an education or making money as a business person or trying to expand their horizons and trying to live life on their own terms, they should not be condemned. Whoever they hang out with or whoever they want to be with, it's their right. As long as they ain't hurting you, the important thing is that we all got to grow. I'm not a racist. I'm just a realist. All my experiences have to told me who or what or where I should go, partly because I have experienced it and I know that when it hurts, I stay away from. I stay away from individuals regardless of color or creed or religion or gender or sexual orientation or no matter what status quo they are in who are negative. I have to live life on my own terms. There's only one Dove Knight. Dove Knight does not take orders. He gives them when it comes to making his own decisions in his professional and personal life. But I'm no racist. I'm a multicultural individual. Dr. King have made the notion about people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character and the world of his dream. I have a dream speech. That is the way I think. The content of your character is on the inside, not on the outside or what you look like. But if you prefer to hang out with somebody who looks different than you and act different than you, go ahead. This world is too limited in existence and it's too limited time to be making a fuss over something that has no basis of reality to begin with. The important thing is live life on your own terms. It takes every different kind of people to make this whole world go around. But it does not mean that you have to limit yourself to one different type of person to make a point about it. That's all I have to say. Believe in Dr. King. Live in a world where you're not judged by the color of your skin, or let's say, not judged by your gender, not judged by your sexual orientation, not judged by your religious preference, sexual preference, not judged by your class or where you come from, but judged by the content of your character. That's the most important theme in this world, your character, who you are on the inside. We got to keep those laws of discrimination because people going to still judge me by the way I look and not by the content of my character or judge somebody by their gender or their sexual orientation because they're too limited in education and they're too prejudiced to understand reality. They have to be stopped. Your content and character speak louder than what you look like on the outside. Good night from Dove Knight.